Welcome to the Lucid Ess podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths. I've decided I might need to change the name of my podcast to something like Early Mornings with Shelley. Seems to be when I'm doing a lot of my, what I would call wisdom thinking. Not because it's deliberate, it's just when it's happening for me right now. This morning I've been thinking about the few weeks leading up to when I got on the witness stand for the first time for the pretrial. So that would have been December of 2023. And it was such a fascinating time because I've never had an experience like that in my life where everything was laid before me. Meaning every morning I knew exactly what I needed to do that day to prepare myself. To the slightest thing, you know, I was going to the gym. And then I was going to yoga. You know, I would stop at a grocery store. And other than that, I was pretty much in my bedroom at my brother's house. It was an incredibly simple life. Every step was directed. I felt like every breath was directed. I was meditating 3 hours a day. I knew every little thing I needed to do in order to get on the witness stand, to be prepared to sit on the witness stand. I've never been held in that way by the universe, by the ancestors, by fate, by whatever is that's larger than me that dictates a huge part of my life. And in a way, it was a relief and it took out all the stress of choice making, of getting right and wrong. I just knew exactly what I needed to do. I also was so constrained in that clarity and simplicity because I had no choice. I knew this is what you do today. This is what you do moment by moment. This is what you focus on. This is what you think. This is what you do. And during that time, I remember during one of my meditations, I had a thought I had never had before. And I can't remember what it is right now. It was so powerful. I hope to share it with you. I shared it with a few people during the time. But basically what it was is that I felt that all my connections and attachments to the world were gone. And there was one contract left for me to do. And that was it. In that time, during that time, those few weeks, I had one contract that mattered in this universe, and that was it, and that was to get on the witness stand. And all other contracts with the world were gone, whether that was with people or with places or with other beings. And this singular contract, get on the witness stand, that was it. It didn't tell me I was going to do well or poorly or no, it was just you are preparing yourself to sit on the witness stand, and what happens, happens. Now, what was interesting about this time is I had no connection with people, meaning I was so singular, monofocused on what I needed to do to achieve that, that the rest of the world fell away. I wasn't a part of anything. I still saw my kids on Tuesdays. I would see my siblings when we'd have our dinners. But outside of that, there was, and even then, the connections were in a way diminished, and I don't know how to explain it more than that. Just that they weren't, that wasn't my focus, and so there wasn't sort of a strength or a strong pulse with anyone else. It was this, the pulse was in me, it was as me, it was with me, and that was it. And I had one thing to do. I knew, and it was incredibly lonely. It was incredibly lonely to be so singularly focused and sort of quietly driven, because it was a time of a lot of quiet meditative, just me. I missed the world. I missed people. I missed all the other contracts, so to speak, in my journey. But I also appreciated the simplicity of not needing to make any decisions, of just something in me, just knowing. My North Star, my needle, was so strong, it told me exactly what to do. And in that loneliness and that strange isolation, I reminded myself that I would appreciate the simplicity, that there would come a day. And that day arrived quickly. Here it is, a few months later, and I'm trying to figure out how to move on with my life. How do I go on living? I still have a trial that I, will do in August, but how do I go on living? How do I learn to live again? And in a new way, because something changed for me when I got on the witness stand. Something about speaking, all of that shame and pain and grief and helplessness. A part of me broke and fell away and died. I don't know if I were to death, but composted, transformed into something else. And so as I step forward into a new life, I'm a new person, but I'm not sure yet who I am. It's like I'm learning to fly again, and I'm not sure how to fly or if I can fly. Now, all of this, I haven't even got to the point of what I'm thinking about this morning, and that is connection. Like, connections are so important to me, so important to my health, but also my growth. They're important to my learning. They're important to my healing. And again, I know so much healing happens when within us, as us, but at the same time, so much happens, can happen in a connection, if not, and I want to say a healthy way, but it's more than that. It's almost like in the contractual way, meaning I believe I'm starting to understand that we have these little contracts with people. We may never speak to the person and still have a contract with them. It may be a look across a room. It may be they hold the door open for us in a moment where we really need that kindness. It may be deeper where it goes our lifetime with our families. So there's lots of little contracts I believe we have with people. And those contracts are starting to come back into play for me now that I'm out of that little singular contract of getting on the witness stand. And as they come back into play, I'm realizing I still need to put a lot of focus into creating a life for myself. And I'm trying to figure out, how do I keep my focus on what I need to do? Keep my focus on that North Star, on what I feel called to do, and yet allow the connections to come back in such a way that they don't distract me, but that they also don't pull on energies that I need to focus on what needs to happen. And I'm sharing it this morning because I'm exploring it, and I've begun to decide that I used to try to learn something and then share it from a place of like, oh, I can speak about this now because I've, quote, learned it, I know it. And of course, I realized later there's no learning or knowing anything. They all just come back around in different ways. So I've decided I'm just going to share with you as I'm learning, as I'm exploring. And maybe there's more richness in that, because I don't have any, I barely have answers for myself. I certainly don't have answers for you. And so maybe the richness I share is look at me tending to the soil. Look at me digging up old roots. Look at me putting new seeds in. Look at me watering and seeing, oh, these seeds grew and these seeds didn't. Wonder why that is. So that's what I'm sharing here, is not a garden that is finished by any means, but the literal process of gardening. So in this springtime, I'm digging up this interesting idea of having experienced this powerful, and I mean powerful, knowing and singular focus. Every step, every breath, I knew what to do. But also at the same time, opening up to the connections to people, to experiences, to places, to things in this world. How do I balance both? How do I maintain the focus and the energy I need to do that I want to do? At the same time, how do I connect with the people that reach out to me or that I feel called to reach out to, and the places and the experiences that are waiting for me still here in all these contracts? How do I balance this so that I have a life that's both leading in the direction that I feel called while connecting with, communing with the world? And I have zero answers. The only thought that's coming to me right now is, I think that knowing in me, like I said, was an umbilicus, a cord between me and the witness stand. And that was it. And it's almost like if I take that one umbilicus and I can take tendrils from it and allow it to connect to other people and places and experiences that I feel called to. And the vision that comes to me right now, I can't remember what they're called, but do you remember those globes with static electricity inside and you could put your hand on it and all the little kind of little tiny lightning bolts inside would move over towards your hand and you could trace your finger along the outside of the glass? The little static lines would move and follow your finger. I feel a little bit like that. The one umbilicus that I experienced can be many connections at once, and that it'll be important for me. I think the first thing is just to get used to having lots of connections after being fairly isolated for the last, not just year, but few years. Opening up to many connections again and just sort of breathing in that space, that feels overwhelming to me as I say it. Which I don't think it's bad, I just think feels big and scary and unknown. And those aren't bad in any way. They're just big and scary and unknown. And so stepping into having lots of connections again and letting them be fluid like they are in that static electricity ball, letting them be drawn to different people and times and places as it's called forth. And also know that when I need to, I learn how to recreate, to emulate what was created for me as I was preparing to get on the witness stand the first time. I don't know if I could have ever created that on my own without having experienced it. It was not just a sacred experience, it feels cosmic almost, like the whole cosmos aligned with me to do that one thing. And that was like the biggest contract of my life, which sounds strange to me because I would say my kids are, but maybe there's just no comparing them. And maybe I wanted my children and I probably didn't need help directing my energies into having children, but I did not want to get on the witness stand. So it may have been that the universe was conspiring to help me get where I needed to get, even though I didn't want to go there. But having experienced it and now knowing and understanding what's possible, I would like to know that I can emulate that when it's needed. That when a certain contract or connection, I think contract is a strange word and I've heard it before, and that's the word that came through, so I'm not going to, when I was meditating, so I'm not going to negate the word contract. I was going to replace it with connection, but maybe the two they're just synonymous in a way. And maybe I need to look at why I have kind of contract sounds so, it sounds a little severe, but at the same time, it was such a powerful experience. I would say it was a contract. It was like I was written for me. Maktub from The Alchemist. It is written. That definitely was written for me. I've never experienced anything like that. So I feel like there are other contracts for me to live out. And maybe there are other connections, and maybe they are different, and maybe that's actually where the question lies for me now that I've gotten this far. I believe there are contracts for me yet to live, and I believe there are connections that I wish and long for and desire, but I think they may be two separate things. And they're not synonymous. And understanding when my energy, it's important that my energy put toward a contract, and when my energy can be put toward connections. And there are probably times when the two go hand in hand. I would say, like my children, I believe I definitely have contracts with my children, but I also have a connection with them. I wish, wanted, desired, do desire, did desire, will always desire them in my life. I think there are certain friends that I have contracts with, and certain friends that I have connections with, and some that I have both. Same with some of my family. Definitely have contracts with some of my family, but also connections. And I don't know where, but I keep coming back to places and experiences. So I feel like I have contracts with places on this earth, places that I will live or visit. Also experiences that I have contracts with, experiences that I will have on this earth. I think maybe I'll call this podcast Contracts and Connections. And I don't know that it's helped me. Well, I don't even have a question to be answered other than I'm just muddling through the soil, trying to understand energy, my energy, how to focus my energy, where to focus, when to focus, what to focus, and also about stepping into a new life where I have an opportunity for a lot of connections, a lot of friends, a lot of experiences, but I'd like to choose the ones that, and I'd like to do the words that come, or I'd like to do the things that help me breathe deeply and fully and wholly as Shelley. So that's where I am this morning, and I hope in my tilling and digging and searching that you also found some guidance and direction and wisdom. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidus podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.